Welcome to our 14th podcast for the Border Region. Through this series, we will be sharing our experts' opinions on relevant business tax issues for this region. Highlights regarding Social Security contributions. 1. Bimonthly auditor's opinion for Infonavit. Bimonthly audited. This is a pilot program that has established the institute to which he has called bimonthly paid, bimonthly audited, or bimonthly report. It is expected that once the progress and advantages of the program are demonstrated, it will become official for the use of all employers. The goal is to provide benefits to employers who adhere to this program, which basically consists of a waiver for the employer not to be notified with bonds of differences for the periods bimonthly audited. Voluntary? The incorporation is voluntary to all those employers who would like to get the benefit of the program. Considerations. This bimonthly audit report does not replace the annual voluntary audit report, and those who submit the notice for annual report must comply with the obligations and deadlines established for these purposes. As for the current year, the program applies only to companies that are within the pilot program. Benefits. Those employers adhering to the program will not be subject to notifications of differences for the periods audited. Furthermore, they will have the certainty of reasonably complying with the various obligations with the Institute, thus eliminating payment risk, surcharges, and interests. Guidelines. A. The employer requests its registry to the program through the specific application form. B. The Institute will confirm the registration throughout an official grid. C. Registration will cover the 6 2-month periods of the year. D. The CPA must review the payments made by the company, and any differences observed must be paid no later than the 30th of the month the quotas are due. E. Monthly information as requested by the Institute must be filed by the 30th of the month. F. Should the information is not filed, incomplete, or filed late, the benefits of the program will be lost immediately. It is important to take into consideration the benefits contained in the program. Otherwise, these benefits are allowed by submitting the annual report a year after and not immediately as stated in the program. 2. Rectification of the labor risk insurances classification. In recent days, the Mexican Social Security Institute has been very active in reclassifying the activity registered by the employers, resulting in an increase of the cost of the premium of this branch of insurance. Effects of the reclassification. At the time that the Institute reclassifies the company's risk to a higher risk activity, based on the Institute's list of activities, which is normally the result of their own reported changes to the Institute, this implies, in most cases, that the employer would have to retroactively pay the working risk premium corresponding to the assigned activity, in addition to the payment of fines, surcharges, and interests. One of the elements that triggers the Institute initiate a review of the work risk and eventually reclassify the employer's risk is, first of all, whether the employer has a significant number of reports for accidents at work. This situation calls for the attention of the Institute and consequently to initiate physical inspections at the company's premises to validate their activity versus the one reported. Another element or information that takes into account the authority is the information contained in the audit report issued by the registered CPA, specifically to what is stated in Annex 5, as this information, work process, materials, machinery, description of positions, etc., is used by the authority to issue requests for additional information or conducting direct inspections to the companies. Furthermore, new models to use when reporting the Social Security audit reports were recently published in the Official Gazette, where a new item was added for the registered CPA to report specifically on the situation of the company and the type of machinery and equipment used with regards to the work's risk reported for the employer. Recommendations. A detailed review must be carried out to assess whether the current activity carried out by the company corresponds with the one reported to the Institute, and if not, to ask for an update of the work's risk spontaneously to avoid additional fines. It is also important to point out that one of the advantages that employers have when formulating these Social Security audit reports by a registered CPA is that when the company changes and increases its risk premium, payments according to the new classification are due as from audit report is filed and not retroactively. 3. Implementation of SUDINET, IMSS. Last September 21, the unique report system was activated in Internet, SUDINET. Throughout this web page, all necessary procedures related to the filing of the Social Security audit report can be carried out via Internet, thus facilitating the handling and filing of the information. We appreciate your attention in listening to this podcast and invite you to learn more about this and other relevant business community topics beyond boundaries in our BorderLink newsletter at deloitte.com/mx/borderlink. This is a production of Deloitte Mexico, all rights reserved.